I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media News. Dixon Mounds Museum in West Central Illinois is open to the public again after a 9-month hiatus forced by the state budget impasse. The museum near Lewiston is promoting a few new things, as Rich Egger reports.
Museum Director Michael Wyant says one of those new things is the hashtag Back at DMM.
We're trying to take advantage of social media. We are hoping people will take a picture of themselves in some interesting place in the museum, post it to that hashtag, back at ISM or back at DMM in this case, and it lets people know that there are things to see and do again.
What sort of things are there to see and do at Dixon Mounds now?
So we've built some new exhibits. They're underway that will give people a bigger story about human history in the Illinois River Valley. One in particular, a log cabin which has a variety of artifacts from the early part of the 19th century, talks about what life would have been like here for the first American settlers.
Are you changing your mission or focus at all now that you have reopened to the public?
We've got a phrase which we're building, which is explore, discover, learn, and share. The idea being that we want to encourage everybody to be curious, to take an opportunity to make a discovery and to learn about what they've discovered, and then to share it with someone else. It's really the backbone of a museum. This is what we do. We explore the world around us. We make discoveries, sometimes great surprises to us. We learn about them to try to put them in perspective, but ultimately our goal is to bring them to the public's attention.
Was the entire museum staff retained while you were closed to the public?
Yes, we've all been here. Lots of work to do. Museums are extraordinary places, and the public really sees the tip of the iceberg. They see exhibits. They appreciate, I'm sure, how much work goes into exhibits. But there is really a remarkable amount of undertaking that occurs in a museum, from working on the collections to research to exhibit building. So during this period of time, we've been hard at work on the collections, continuing our research and articulating it in exhibits for the public.
What sort of research is museum staff doing?
Two major projects are occurring at this point. One is to finally bring a complete monograph on the Dixon Mound Cemetery. This is an extraordinary archaeological site, long known, as you know, for 80 years plus. Finally, we have a monograph which will be a detailed overview of what the people who are laid to rest here have told us. The other is a contemporary excavation on a site that dates to around 1300 AD. We've been interested in it for a few years, and it's now beginning to reveal a story about the transition from one culture, which was dominant for a long time, called Mississippian, and then gives way to another one of people from out of this area called Oneota, and we've been very intrigued about that change in the way people are living.
Is that being done in conjunction with some folks from Michigan State University? Is that then the site near here?
Yes, it's called the Morton site, and we have a collaborative partnership with Michigan State University. The first thing Illinoisans ask is, hold it, why not the University of Illinois? But it turns out that one of the archaeologists at Michigan State is an expert on this particular time period.
What are you learning as you research that site?
At first, we thought that if new people come into the neighborhood, that there probably is some evidence of conflict and violence. It appears not to be the case, at least in the community, because it looks like indigenous people are, in fact, living with the people who are coming in from the outside area. So there's another dynamic here that we don't understand completely.
Is that something unusual?
Do you know, we don't know how unusual it is because its visibility in the archaeological record is relatively rare. So the Morton site has revealed parts of the past that we were not very familiar with. And that's what it underscores and doubles the significance of that excavation. So we think our discoveries will probably be looked at by others in the country who will have perhaps sites that are comparable. We think we can give them some insight to contemplate.
And that's been a multi-year research project, correct?
Yes, we've been in the field, I think, 8 or 9 years. The first discoveries really were there are rich deposits here, and then we applied some new technology called remote sensing, really the ability to, if you will, to see underground, and that related to us that there was a very large community here, many, many households. The fact that the household, the buildings themselves had different shapes was yet another piece of information. And so it has warranted this long-term excavation to reveal the secrets of the community.
And will that research continue into the foreseeable future?
Yes, one of the great things about having a relationship with an academic institution is that there are students who are curious and looking for papers to write for master's theses and doctoral dissertations. So we end up with a labor pool of highly engaged, passionate people who have their own investment in the project itself. So there are a number of graduate students at Michigan State and elsewhere who are writing important pieces of research on this work.
Dr. Michael Wyant is director of Dixon Mounds Museum, which reopened to the public on July 2nd. Wyant says the museum's hours are 9 o'clock to 4:30 every day, with the exception of three holidays. It'll be closed on Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Day. There is no admission fee. Rich Ecker reporting.